Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, AM, satellite, iTunes, and online at NPR.org. I'm Allison Stewart, along with my guest co-host,
Mike Pesca. Coming up, where do Packers fans go in the big city? No, not Milwaukee. Bigger, here, New York. They go to a bar called Kettle of Fish. We went there, too. Our producers went to observe and to drink some beer. They were operating very expensive video equipment, so not that much beer. We'll have their very sober report next. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. A man who spent 17 years behind bars for killing his parents will not have to face a second trial and will remain a free man. Martin Tankleff was convicted in 1990 of murdering his parents in their home in Long Island, New York. He was released after serving 17 years when a New York appeals court found new evidence suggesting Tankleff's innocence. Tankleff was released last week on $1 million bail and immediately started working on what he expected would be his upcoming trial. But yesterday, officials said there would be no second trial. Suffolk County District Attorney Thomas Spoda said some people might disagree with the decision.
However, I believe that I must proceed with this course of action because it is no longer possible to reasonably assert that the case against Martin Tankleff would be successful.
Spoda also said he'll ask the governor's office to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate claims that the Tankleff murders may have been provoked by a business dispute. And late-night TV talk shows were back on the air last night as Hollywood writers continue to strike against the studios. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
Five TV talk show hosts returned to work hosting late-night shows, among them David Letterman, whose company Worldwide Pants was able to negotiate with the Writers Guild to bring his staff back on the job. Letterman's famous top 10 list was delivered by striking writers, and his guests included Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
Dave has been off the air for 8 long weeks because of the writers' strike. Tonight, he's back. Oh well, all good things come to an end.
Meanwhile, as writers picketed outside NBC studios in Burbank, host Jay Leno returned to The Tonight Show with his guest, Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee. Leno's writers are still on strike.
You know what I'm doing? I'm doing what I did the day I started.
All right.
I write jokes and I wake my wife up in the middle and they go, honey, is this funny?
That was NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reporting. Finally, if you've been shopping around for a social networking site, not to join but to buy, now's your chance. Plaxo is up for auction. According to the New York Times, the site has been priced at about $100 million. Plaxo was an early social networking site designed to help people keep their address books updated. But amidst stiff competition from rivals like LinkedIn and Facebook, Plaxo hasn't been able to turn a profit. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Mike and Allison, back to you.
Thanks, Rach.
You're welcome.